When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
All right, we're starting.
Next time. Hey, guys, it is Bill Spadia and Jay Black. Welcome back to our hashtag Speaking Podcast. We are missing our co-host, Jessica Gibson.
Thank you.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Jessica will be back from Bali.
Right.
Like, when this airs.
Yeah.
Now, she's not. So going back in time, she's away.
How long was she in Bali? Like two weeks?
Maybe 2 weeks. Two weeks?
I think 2 weeks is too long for a vacation.
I would agree with that.
I think 7 days.
Well, it depends on where you're going.
Well, even Bali. Because, like, I bet you if you talk to the natives of Bali and they're like, you just go, look at this beautiful world that you live in. They'll be like this. Feh.
I would agree with that.
Because it's just the life.
So, do you think people in Bali would want to come to Jersey?
No one wants to come to Jersey, but
That's a valid point.
I don't think there's like...
I was thinking that. Like, what if you're in Bali and you're like, I want to get to the Jersey Shore. And the podcast in Bali, they're like, oh my God, fancy, you're going to the Jersey Shore.
There are people who live in Flint, Michigan, when offered a free house in New Jersey, have gone, well, you know, we're gonna take
ice
our chances.
Cold water.
We're going to figure it out right here.
I've experienced that.
I think the ideal length of a vacation is 9 days.
Why? Why nine
well,
days?
Well, seven at where you're going, and then one on either side.
I
would do the travel like day, like I would have 1 day, just relax.
Okay.
Day two, travel, do whatever you need to do. Day seven, you travel back.
Right.
And then the day after, you relax.
So 5 days in your destination.
Right. And then...
It's not enough time.
But it's plenty of time.
Depends on where you're going.
Wait, like where
you
would you...
You just did a five-week cruise.
I did 2 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, by Wednesday of the first week, I was like, I've seen everything. Let's go home.
That said, you were working.
Yes.
Your family wasn't there.
Right.
And you don't drink.
Mm-mm.
No. All right, so let's put this in perspective. No family, no drinking.
Right.
And you're working.
I'm going to be honest with you.
That's not actually a vacation.
In my drinking and drugging days, I'd be there at the end of 14 weeks. I'd be like, I haven't seen anything. We got to get going again.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
I take 2 weeks off every year, and it drives both of my employers crazy.
Right.
Because they're like, why? 2 weeks is too long.
Right.
I'm like, but I have to recharge.
What do you do for those 2 weeks? I imagine you
It depends. Right. I need to just turn off.
You read Art of the Deal again.
That's what I do. I catch up on my Trump reading.
You read Trumponomics.
I read Heritage Foundation white papers.
Oh, right.
And I get caught up.
I think it's funny that they only release white papers at the Heritage Foundation. They once released a tan paper, and that guy got fired.
That's awful. That is awful.
Tell me I'm wrong, Bill.
Considering what's out there, Heritage is actually one of the more middle of the road.
At this point,
there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. Cato Institute is out there. Libertarian, I think it's right up your alley.
No, I don't like libertarians. I don't like Ayn Randians. I don't like the Ayn Randians.
Now,
are
why
the,
is that?
Because it is such a pseudo intellectual cult of people.
She was brilliant, though.
Right. Well,
great
writer. She was brilliant right up till she took her Social Security at the end of her life and sold out every single one of her principles at the end of her life. There's no such...
You could argue if you're paying into it. I mean, I don't know. I'm torn on mine. I'd like to make enough money that I don't need it.
Right. Well, that would be
That's
nice.
The goal, right? Yeah. What would you do with it, though?
Here, what I'll tell you, what would I do with the money?
Yeah, if you had the money and the government sending you a check anyway.
Mm. By that time, I'd go back to drinking and drugs.
Okay.
If I make it to retirement, Bill, it's just...
And now we have a title for this podcast. Right. That's what I was really driving at here.
Well, my problem with Ayn Rand is my problem with every absolutist, which is true of the libertarians as well, which is there are aspects of libertarianism that make a lot of sense right until you get to, like, Rhodes. Right? And then they try to finagle it. Where they're
I
like,
have a story.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. If you just let the private market work it out. No, it won't. Let there be roads.
Listen to this.
All right.
So this was 19. I don't remember when because I'm now officially middle-aged.
Right.
I could be old. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean.
Middle-old?
You're 50.
50. Even.
So there's a good chance you'll live to 100. Me, I'm well.
I don't know.
I'm well past middle age.
I have 42. Said 84.
84? Yeah, you've said 84. That on the podcast.
I don't know if I had a vision, a dream, or just like it popped into my head. I'm like, 84.
Yeah.
Everyone was comfortable with that. They're all like, oh.
In your life. Well, that's a pretty good
Kids, wife, everyone's like, yeah, that's not bad.
But what's the...
If you live to 84 and you're healthy, and then it's like you hit this wall, I need a couple weeks to say goodbye. I need that two-week vacation at the end.
Yeah, just say goodbye to everybody.
I want to transition out.
I'm going to Irish goodbye my death. I'm just going to slip away, not let anybody... And then people go, just did Jay die?
Where the hell's Jay?
I think Jay died.
You want to be like that former celebrity.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened to Jay Black? Right. And there'll be a story on like E! Network or even History Channel.
Well, that happens every once in a while. You'll be watching a movie and like Bruce Dern will show up and you'll be like,
hey, that guy.
Good for you, Bruce Dern. Look at you.
There's a guy that, just came back in something. Was it, I don't know. I'll think of it by the end of this.
What did the Bible give you? 67? Was that like?
I think you're right. I think which is, 67, pretty
which
good.
In Bible times. Was
in Bible times, that's old.
Well, Bible times, there's two types of age. There's like, I lived in 912, or I lived to 40. Like, there was not a lot of in-between in Bible times.
But I think of the founders, they lived pretty long, some of them.
Well, yeah.
70s, 80s. But think about that then.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have the health care we have today.
No.
No real medicine to speak of.
No.
Leeches.
And I'll tell you what, Benjamin Franklin was having sex with literally everything that moved.
He was doing great.
How did he dodge? I mean, there must have been syphilis. Like, didn't syphilis kill like all of Captain Cook's crew? Like, Benjamin Franklin.
That's why he deserves to be
of all the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson,
yeah.
Which, what was Kennedy's quote? He had all the Nobel Prize winners at the White House, and he said, this is the greatest gathering of minds at the White House since Thomas Jefferson dined alone.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Which I think is great. But Ben Franklin, just for dodging death for as long
it's
as
impressive.
He did. Yeah, I mean, that alone.
So you're 42.
42.
So if you hit 84, you're halfway there.
I got 9 years left. I got 9 solid, and then I'm
But
out.
It's a good 9.
It'll be a fair 9. Compared to the
Would
9
you
wanna
leading... Know?
Would I want to know?
That's my last day. That's checkout day.
No, I wouldn't want to know.
Really?
For the same reason I don't like, I get anxious.
I'd want to know if it was long.
Like how long?
Like if it's next year, I don't need to know that.
No, I don't
But if it's 40 years from now, I'm like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but
I can plan accordingly.
If you knew the day, that's some Twilight Zone stuff, because then you would start like hang gliding without a parachute.
Would you?
If God came down from on high and said, you will die September 5th, 2078.
Wouldn't you throw a party the night before? I think I'd be all right with that.
You're very social. I think I would watch Netflix. I'd watch Netflix till, I guess in the future, be like hollow Netflix until 3 o'clock in the morning, and then be like, oh shit, I'm dying tomorrow.
Shit, this is it. It's tomorrow.
Okay. Everybody, I would just send a group text. See you. Sad face. Letter C, letter U.
Emoji. Can you die with your last text being an emoji? Why not?
Yeah. Well, in the future, that would be like, wow, he really went out on a poetic end.
He really loved us.
You were telling your story about libertarians.
Oh my God, yeah. Listen to this. So again, I don't remember the year. This was before or after. Ron Paul was a congressman from Texas.
I know Ron Paul.
Ran for president. Son Rand Paul, now a senator in Kentucky.
And by the way, one of the largest assholes in all of America.
Rand Paul. I kind of like Rand
Paul. Ron Paul was like grandpa crazy, and I kind of dug him because he was like,
Yeah, but he was a smart guy.
He was smart.
He was a doctor.
His
son is smart too. I've had conversations with him. Here's the problem. So stuck on his ideas that they can't think practically on how you'd implement the ideas. So my dad, who was active in politics, there's a picture of me with a bowl haircut in a plaid suit in 1979 with Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And it's my mother, my father, my younger brother, and me. And that was right before Reagan became president. My dad was raising money for him in Jersey. So we went to meet Ron Paul. Probably, I don't know when he ran.
He was a congressman at this point.
Congressman from Texas. Right. I think he ran in 88. Anyway.
Right.
So he starts railing on publicly funded roads. And he said, you shouldn't use the publicly funded roads. So my dad's like, just a question. Yeah. Just curious. Your son has to go to the hospital.
Right.
You got to rush him to the hospital in your car. The fastest way is the state highway.
Right.
And he had a real problem answering that question.
Right.
He's like, I would look for a shorter way. I'm like, no, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't. And that was the end of libertarians for me, and I was a kid.
Absolutism.
Like, that's it.
And the Ayn Randians are the same way, because they all just sit around and they go, because everybody at an Ayn Rand society thinks they're the architect.
Right.
None of them are the morons that are like, right. You know, working for
they're
the
all
architect.
Hank Reardon.
Yeah. And they're sitting there going like, we're Atlas. And what would happen if we just stopped doing our job? It's like, you're a C student at a state college. I don't think necessarily you're going to be one of the masters
World's
of the
not
universe.
Collapse.
Yeah. So that's what I don't like the idea of your ideology getting in the way of living a life, you know?
Or being practical.
Right. And men do this a lot.
Because they choose it almost, they use politics like a religion, which right. I find
yeah, it's
awkward, wrong, and impractical.
And it's insane to be so beholden to your idea. Like, how would you build a road privately, Ron Paul?
Although,
how would you do that?
I have advocated, the Democrats have come up with this idea in Jersey, and I like it. They should sell off some of the roads. I think some of the – they are in such disrepair, Jay. It's disgusting.
Right.
Pothole – like, government can't do it either.
I'm surprised –
I think we should stick to entertainment.
Yeah. I'm surprised a company hasn't come along to try a private road that you needed an
There's
access
an
card.
There's an Indiana toll road that works.
That is owned by a private company.
It's owned
company.
By a private company. Yeah. They And it's expensive, but it's light on traffic.
Right.
Because – I want to get to work, I'll pay the extra fee. Now I'm paying the extra fee, and it's a shitty ride.
Right. So that's the thing.
I'm still paying for it.
Maybe we should pivot exit 19 into a private road company.
I love that idea.
Yeah, and we'll call it Roadshow Pictures.
Roadshow Pictures, I like that.
And then we'll just film angry New Jersey drivers and release it as
that
reality
TV That could be a
TV
great
shows.
Reality show.
Oh, just drivers? Yeah. Commute.
Commute.
The name of the
commute.
Show would be Commute. We get – here's what we do.
What would you do? Would you have the cameras in cars like the Google car?
Yeah. So what we do is each
How would
week –
you get the waiver signed?
Here's what you do. Each week you pick a different insane person. Like just somebody who's like way on the edge.
Right.
He's got like – you know, maybe we don't hang out.
I'd like to do auditions
asylum.
For that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just come in. What we
like
ask –
come in. How crazy are
here's
you?
Here's what we do. We say, what do you think about libertarianism? And they go, absolutely true that we should just have it free.
You're Carter our guy.
Rose. You bring him in.
You're our
bring
guy.
Him in. In fact, Ron Paul will be our first member of the Commute Show. I got to say because we – oh, we have a little bit of time.
So I should probably set the stage for you if you're listening – that Jay and I are backstage at the Carnegie Center in the Hyatt Regency in Princeton.
Right.
About to start our second comedy show at Catch a Rising Star.
How do you get to Carnegie Center? Doesn't really matter. Just show up and they'll let you in.
Yeah. They don't really. You know, it's funny. There's not any security in places like this. How is it possible that there's no security in hotels?
I'll tell you why. Because
there should be.
Most people, and this is the real secret, are too lazy to commit crimes. I had a cop who lived across the street from me, and he said he worked on like some counterterrorism thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to like a seminar, and we're sitting there talking, and he goes, I said, oh, I'm nervous, you know, about all this. And he's like, don't be nervous. I was like, why don't be nervous? And he's like, let me ask you a question. If you wanted to create a bad scenario, you wanted to create terrorism, we would just get a machine gun, you'd go to Black Friday, and you would just mow. Until they came and killed you, right? How come that's never been done? And it's just his. Now this is not me. This is him. He goes because what we learned is most people won't do that,
right?
Right. The world is actually better than we think it is,
right?
And we need
with some outlier events, Vegas.
Right.
And
there's crazy people everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's a great book by Stephen.
But won't happen all the time. Is his point?
Right. There's a great book called Enlightenment Now, and it's actually getting a lot of shit from the extreme left.
Why?
Because it's by Steven Pinker, who is my favorite.
Are you saying that's why I read it?
Oh, no. It's Mike Casey and I, who's going to be on the second show, got into a big argument about it. Because this guy, Steven Pinker, he's a MIT psycholinguist. And he wrote a book that talked
what
about.
What is a psycholinguist?
So you can't figure out what's going on in people's brains because you can't cut them open. But we have a couple of clues as to what goes on, the best one being language. So we can understand like structures of the brain through language. Yeah. And Steven Pinker is like the foremost guy who does that.
I'm writing it down in my notes on my phone.
And he writes a lot of books.
Steven Pinker, it's called?
The book that he wrote that me and Mike Casey got into an argument about is called Enlightenment Now. Okay. And Enlightenment Now is he, and the one that he wrote before that, which is sort of the prequel to Enlightenment Now, is called The Better Angels of Our Nature. And both of those argue that we are living in literally the safest, best time of any period in human history, right? If you add
up, the reason.
If you add up,
in America or the world?
The world.
Okay.
The world. If you look,
because there's pretty rough places around.
Every 100 years or so, there is a giant drop in death. Like if you add up violent crime and war, it is a factor of 10 less than 100 years ago. And
wow.
That was a factor of 10 less than 100 years
before. But those
are
real numbers. That's not...
Right. He just looks at statistics. Right. And he talks about like, you know, he even tackles the poor where he goes, there is a huge equality divide. However, what it means to be poor is a lot different than it meant to be poor 250
in America,
years ago.
Right. 250 right. years ago, your first three kids were dying.
So if you look at like the your slice of the pie might be slimmer, but the pie is bigger.
That makes sense.
So he does it. Now he's a liberal, but he's coming from the point of view of it's not that bad, everybody.
Right.
Dial it back.
I find that with the vitriol today that most Democrats are not as radical as the radical spokespeople who end up being the front and center with the media.
I would argue most conservatives are not lunatics.
Absolutely.
Even though we hear from the lunatics often than not.
Always. I am finding it with Twitter that I get attacked from the left
right.
and the right.
Yeah.
Right the other day, I don't even know what I said. They published an article saying that I have gone far left, that I can't
Who published an article?
There was this, what's it called? I don't remember. Some hardcore conservative.
Right.
Newspaper in Jersey.
About what? What did you say?
I don't remember. I'll tweet it out. It was pretty funny. They're
yeah.
like, I'm a sellout, left wing. So the point is that people want to be in the echo chamber.
Right.
And if you go anywhere, because I am a practical political thinker.
Right.
I have an ideology. I have a philosophy. But you have to be practical.
Right. I think that...
Because we have to live here.
What I hear a lot of crap about
to
is
work.
I'm a neoliberal. And I'm a proud neoliberal.
Interesting.
Neoliberals get a lot of crap because...
And neoconservatives get a lot of shit.
Well, they say that neoliberals are... We like liberal policy, but we don't want a revolution, right? Because we have it too good. So
you're
like,
not going to give up eating meat.
Right. Well, so it's like I'm not going to like band together with a bunch of guy in Che Guevara t-shirts and right. tear down City Hall so right. we can erect something else.
Right.
And the people who are left of me are like, you are lazy. You're part right. of the problem. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But
maybe
I'm enjoying it. So right. I apologize that I'm enjoying my life. You
now,
know?
We should probably, just back to the security thing, because I know we have to go in a few minutes.
Right.
Conspiracy Bob.
I was going to bring that up.
Is coming to the 9:45
show. And that guy hates me.
Oh, by the way, we made a mistake.
What?
We should have said 9:30. There was no reason to start at that.
9:45. That's 15 minutes. And by the way, if he comes to the meet and greet, Bill...
I don't know what the meet and greet is, though. I know by the time people are listening to this, we will have figured
right.
it out.
No, I think they're going to come here and meet you, and I'm going to stand next to them.
I don't think we're going
to
come back here.
I think it should be here.
I think it should be out front.
Out front? Okay.
In front of a step and repeat. In full view of the public.
Right. Okay, that's fair enough.
Conspiracy Bob believes in chemtrails.
The guy hates me.
And he hates you.
Yeah, he hates my guts. He called in to the show when I was subbing for you, and he brought up contrails or chemtrails and the building.
That's right, chemtrails. Contrails are from jet planes.
Right.
Jet engines.
Which is what...
Chemtrails are what...
Lunatics think contrails are.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're a lunatic, you look up in the sky and you see...
Like they're poisoning us.
Right.
Actually, I think it's to enslave us. I think the chemicals in the air are either controlling the climate...
Right.
Or it's seeping into us to make us all slaves.
Here's what I don't understand about any conspiracy theorists. It's... Like, I would say this when people were talking about Barack Obama was a secret Kenyan.
Right.
But then they would also say Barack Obama is an incompetent president. And I would say it can only be one.
Because if he was actually a secret Kenyan.
And he managed to come here impressive. And fool all of us.
And become president.
And
that's
become president. Or Hillary. She was managing this weird Benghazi thing while she was sending out emails and everything else.
Right.
But she can't be president because she's incompetent. It can only be one.
Right. She's honest about it.
She's either leading an international conspiracy that involves 75,000 moving pieces, or she's a moron.
That's why you and I get along, even though we don't come to the same conclusions on policy. Right. Because I'm not afraid to go after somebody for what they believe in or agree with. That was me trying to kill the gnat that got in here. Now it's on the recording device.
I feel like, no, that was sent by Conspiracy Bob to listen to us.
Bob is listening.
He's listening right now.
It's plankton.
I'd like to be a gnat on the wall in that room.
But that's the gnat on the wall.
He called in, Bill, by the way, and he was talking about the Bilderberg Group. Have you heard of
what?
The Bilderberg Group.
Bilderberg?
That's what I said.
Okay.
So I thought it was hilarious. The rest of the show, I kept talking about
the conspiracy of the Build-A-Bears.
Build-A-Bears are behind everything.
They're spy robots.
And by the way,
they are.
That is the one conspiracy I do believe in, because I've taken my child to Build-A-Bear, and they say it's only 1995 for the bear.
Right.
But no, it's not 1995, Bill, because on the way out, they're like, do you want some shoes for the bear?
Bear's got shoes.
How about a hat?
And a coat.
How about a bear's 1495 hat? Right. For your stupid bear.
What about like a lunch pail?
And a lunch pail and roller skates and Jesus Christ.
Lunch pail.
You walk out with $175 worth of bear.
One.
Oh, yeah, I had a metal one too.
Did you?
That was in the days you could kill somebody with a thermos. If need be, you could beat a person to death with a.
I feel like a metal lunch pail would be illegal today.
Probably would. I had one of the old fashioned kinds.
Yes, it was a rectangle.
With a dome on top.
Oh, wow.
Like a workman's
rich.
One.
You grew up rich then.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I was
we cannot afford the dome one.
I was fancy little rich boy with my construction worker.
You had the dome where the thermos was in the dome.
Thermos was in the dome.
No. I had the rectangle box that you open it, so the thermos took up half the space.
Right, and then you had.
It was just enough room for a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. And we didn't have we didn't even have a little holder for the thermos, so the sandwich would actually hold the thermos in place.
What kind of sandwich would you get? What was your sandwich?
It would depend on the day. Typically, peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly is the best lunch sandwich of all the lunch sandwiches. Adam Carolla, I'm going to give him full credit for this. Peanut butter and jelly, only sandwich that gets better over time, because as the jelly mixes in with the bread and smushes with the peanut butter. A peanut butter and jelly that's been sitting wrapped in your lunchbox for 4 hours tastes better than when you first got the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No other sandwich can say that.
So tuna. I love tuna.
I know, but tuna that's been sitting in a hot lunchbox
is not good. That's why I never got tuna.
Tuna salad.
I never got anything that had mayonnaise in it because my mother was afraid that it would sit and get hot and I would be...
You would die of salmonella.
I could die in fourth period.
Right. And by the way, in some of those classes, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mrs. Smith, I'm going to eat my tuna fish that's been sitting in the hot sun for 5 hours because... Well, we have Tony Luke's here.
So let's just talk about that for a minute. So speaking of sandwiches sitting for hours...
Yeah.
This is for Vinny Nardiello's mother, who's out of the hospital.
Out of the hospital,
needs
thank goodness.
A Tony Luke sandwich.
Yep.
So did you cross the river?
No, there's a Tony Luke's in Maple
Where?
Shade.
Really?
In the bowling alley.
What?
It's connected to the bowling alley in the fancy part of the bowling alley. They have a whole fancy dance thing.
I love hearing the fancy part of the bowling alley.
The fancy part
I'm
of the bowling
so
alley.
I'm not so sure that exists.
No. What they did, I'm
just saying.
I looked
and this
at
is
it,
nothing against bowling.
I looked at
I
it
I love
today.
To bowl.
I love bowling too. I my mom and my dad were in a bowling league.
Why are we
league.
Not doing a bowling podcast?
Because we want people to listen to the podcast.
We could do a podcast at the bowling alley.
Yeah, that would be great audio.
the roll,
right.
The pins. Mm-hmm. I think I'm onto something.
One of my most embarrassing...
Why don't we do a poll?
Let's do a poll. Do you want a bowling podcast? You know how many people are going to say yes just to piss you off?
I know.
Yeah.
We should, though, pause for a moment.
Oh, yeah. You got to do new...
Here's right. where we are this year, and it's exciting news.
Right.
Flemington Car and Truck Country.
Yes.
They have sponsored us for the rest of the year.
Fantastic.
How about that?
All right.
Steve Califer, who also owns the Somerset Patriots.
Right.
I am throwing out the first pitch. It will not have happened yet. It looks like June 20th.
Okay.
This podcast will drop before then.
Gotcha.
So, now here's the thing. I don't remember either website.
Oh,
so we will drop in the website.
No, the website is connected to our podcast. So all right, look so in the description of this podcast.
All right, so go to nj1015.com/BillSpadia, click on the write-up for this podcast, and you'll see Flemington Car and Truck Country and Somerset Patriots. Also, as you know, we have two new podcasts coming out. We've got Speaking Weddings, which is sponsored by my friends at House of Cupcakes. You only have four locations, including one in Saudi Arabia?
That's an odd outlier.
I have an answer. I asked Ron about this. So it's Ron, Ruthie, Rage, and Riot.
Right. Oh, wow. That's
pretty cool, right?
Yeah. By the way, if I start a superhero group, those are the names of the four
Ron,
people.
Ron, Ruthie, Rage, and Riot, right?
That's right.
That's it.
Yes.
So he said they don't drink, they don't smoke.
Right.
Cupcakes.
Very good answer.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant, right?
Right.
And Gennaro's, Casa Gennaro's, right, which is on Route 27 in Kingston. Movie and a dinner, which I know you have trouble with.
Right. I say dinner and movie, and then I
But nobody
myself.
Does dinner and a movie. You should really do movie and a dinner. You do the movie, and then you have dinner to debrief about the movie.
Right. And the next one we're doing, by the way, my wife is making me watch... Oh, I forget now what she's making me watch. I'm making her... She's making me watch About Time.
What's that? Time travel?
Time travel movie.
You're kidding.
You got to come in and be a guest on the show. And I'm making her watch Casablanca, which he has never seen.
Great film.
Pulled the way through. I saw that in the theater with my son last year.
Really?
There's AMC in Voorhees does classic movies, and it's wonderful. So I went with my son.
I love that.
Check that out.
All right, so we got to go.
We got to go.
We got a show to do.
This could be my last show, Bill, because if Conspiracy Bob kills me, I just want to say to everybody, Irish goodbye. That's it.
And that's it.
You're not going to hear another word from me.
And we're out. We'll see you next time.
The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.